Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I thought about saying one and all, but I don't really mean that. As the bird is chirping, loud and clear, saying, yes, yeah, speak your truth, queen, mother, goddess, opulence. And I'm getting a lot of vibes from that. Welcome, one and all.
Mm-mm.
What about teaching and talking about class? And I probably will move in that vibration as the show continues. But I don't want people here, energies here. Even though we say and we know we are all connected in some way, shape, and form, I will not call for anything that is not conducive to my peaceful vibration. Now, exactly what am I saying? I know that I am responsible for making my own self peaceful. There you have it. So why would I want to associate with folks' energies that I know are clearly disruptive? I'd rather not put myself through those kind of tests, particularly on a regular basis. So welcome what is for my highest good and the highest good of the temple. Clearly understood what that is about. And yes, I'm resonating because this is day three or something after the shooting in the church, the massacre, the terrorist attack, inside a building that has been designated as the house of God. And they welcomed in this person. And this person as many of us have experienced disrespected their house, disrespected their kindness, disrespected their willingness to extend love to all, no matter who, no matter. What's the matter with this picture? Caution and discernment and putting a door on your house with a lock on it. And protecting your identity from the identity tree, and being mindful that there are pitfalls for you to fall into. And when you are on your spiritual path, consciously, be there, 100%. Pay attention to the signs and the symbols, because those are tests to make sure that you are paying attention, that you are honoring the wisdom. And the blessings of insight that have been given to you. Class. If you've listened to me before, you know that I love words. And I love to look inside of words. Origin. And what is hidden inside of each word. And inside of class, C-L-A-S-S, is ask, A-S-S. Are you a class act or an ask act? Class, as everything mostly, clean that out. Is seen differently by everyone from a different point of view. But on occasions, you come to a meeting of the mind, which is wonderful. When you have that harmony, when you agree that 2 + 2 = 4, when you agree that you are whatever age you have defined yourself to be, that the name of your street is thus and so, so those are things that people have managed to agree upon. And it's good. We can come to meetings of the mind. But even when we are in class, which life clearly is a class act filled with multitudes of classes through every experience is a lesson to be learned. But the class I'm speaking of is like class it can go, it's broad. It can go broad, and I'm going to go broad with it. A class act, to me, is someone whose word is pretty impeccable. When they tell you they are going to do something, they do it, or they make every effort to do it, and are willing, have the class to be able to say, I apologize. Well, having given my word and not upheld it. I was in the middle of a tornado, so I couldn't make it. But I sent my spirit. Anyway, to be there for you. Because we do deal on many dimensions, consciously or unconsciously. And we have that possibility. Even in a way that physically we could not have been there. Spiritually, yes. It was possible. If you know the rules of the road, if you took that class and are applying the principles, so to me, class is keeping your word. Your word is power in my world. If I know that when you say something, that you mean it. You're not wasting your energy or mind. And I seek those types, that class of people and energy and spirits to come forth here when I say welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace. It's a practice to develop. When you take a class, you have to practice what is being taught. You have to apply it to eventually master it, to eventually get an A, B, or C, to at least be able to see what the possibilities are, what the benefits are in your having mastery of your words. That's one of the highest classes, class acts on my list, being classy. You know, I am a person that likes to be very, very elegant, often. And one might look at me and say, she's very classy, and that's a way of for sure representing being classy. But when I was feeling to say those words, I also got an image of someone dressed in garments that might be dirty. That might be, he's a bum in appearance. It's a guy I'm envisioning. And just filth. But I'm standing beside individual in my vision that is coming to me. Because they have manners. He knows how to say please and thank you. I think that's very classy. But I think I know it is in my world. When this appearance of a bum, of a so-called derelict, is being shown to me, the word is impeccable. In spite of how they appear on the outside, they have the class and the mastery of knowing the value of keeping their word. Instead of saying to me, well, would you give me money for this or that in particular, they're specifically asking for some help, some assistance. Or just standing there with their hand out and letting me decide whether I want to put something in their hand. But the hearing of a thank you and the look in their eyes, showing the ability to show gratitude and appreciation, this is class to me. As I said, life is a class, continual class, learning. And earning a classy place. I'm going to go into a meditation about class. As I said, it can go in many, numerous directions. And because of the time, I'm just going to go into a meditation, but I've given you stuff to ponder. I've given myself stuff to ponder. Class is generosity to oneself. I'm going to start the meditation playing a little music. And I want you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth 8 times. I want you to look at the word class, C-L-A-S-S. And take yourself into a classroom situation that was immediately rewarding. When you walked into the setting, everybody in the class, the energy was high. they were anxious for this particular teacher to come into the room and bless them with their knowledge. All had this experience somewhere on our life's journey. And when the teacher comes in, everyone is alert and ready. And the teacher is becoming someone that I am bringing in for all of us. I see. Starts the class with a meditation. And requires each of those who are to partake of this experience to tap into the possibilities of all possibilities of leaving this experience with so much more than they ever dreamed for, of opening up their minds to be able to enter into possibilities that are so vast. And so limitless. To not allow anything, any thought, anyone to keep them from not only taking everything that is being offered to them by the classroom teacher, but to become the one who will also give back to the teacher of the class. That this become a figure eight exchange. And as this focus of the class is being determined, the teacher decides to take them back through time. When there was no fear, when there was only blissfulness. And you can feel the elevation of the class. You can feel the elevation of the class. As we move to higher vibration, only those who are willing to receive the energies of this place, this sacred space, will be allowed to stay, which I can't take. What's happening here. And that's fine with me. Not one who came with the right intention fled or left the classroom. each was anointed with a higher degree of wisdom on the subject matter of craft. Limitations in class, degrees that you get in classes from 0 to 100. Each of those who sat with the teacher, with the guide, received a higher degree of class. They are ready to move to a higher level within the pyramid of life, growing closer to the classroom, to the halls, to the chambers. Peace. Thank you for coming, Spirit Mother. Thank you for coming. Until I meet with you here again. Okay, no, thank you.